Family Health Centers was the place that owned me for 43 years, and I loved it. I started as a clerk in public health in a special program called Migrant Health Services. So for 10 years, it was public health and clinics on porches, and it was really about doing some medical care, but really public health. I think the way I was able to help the community was to always try to work with the other providers in town and get them to understand the people we were serving, that had Family Health Centers not been there, all that load would have fallen upon them. And it wasn't just about an emergency room, because that's not what we were trying to do. We were trying to make a care center or a care office that taught people also to be responsible for their care. What happens if they don't do that? It does become a real burden on the emergency rooms and the other providers. And what we tried to do, I guess, tried to be a partner with them. So they knew when they could call us. If they did see someone that had come in to a situation, a walk-in clinic or an emergency room clinic, that after they took care of them, they could call us and say, we're going to send this patient to you for the rest of their care. So they knew they had a place, you know, that we were their partner. Didn't always work that way, but that's what we tried to do. And I made really good friends out there in the community. My proudest achievement was to watch how Family Health Centers grew. And it grew from those services on the porch to the very kind, same kind of offices and doctor's office that you would expect to go into, and dental offices. Everything was good. Everything was quality. Everything looked nice. We had 16 of them when I left, and we were on the road to three more locations. My goal was never to do anything but to work and support my family. And so, no, I never expected to make it become such a career. But it really became a way of life, and I did become the president and CEO of the company. At first, I was called executive director, and then as we moved through things, I was president and CEO. When you look back and you can see that things are still going on and that people recognize that you did help your community, that's important, because what a waste it would be to think you spent 43 years in something that hadn't made a difference. And there are things that you worry about because you do give a lot of time to it, and you feel like sometimes, any woman I think feels this way, that you take too much time away from your family. But when your child tells you that they're proud of you, and when your husband encourages you along the way, and you have friends that say, oh, that was so great that such and such, and you're not even thinking about it that way when you're doing the job, you know, I can sit back and feel like that. It was good work, and I feel good in my heart about it. One of my new friends told me, we had just met, actually, after I retired, and she says, Lele, you have not retired. Look that up. Retired is not what you are. You're doing something now very important. You have just finished your period in life of success, and now you're in your period of significance. So what do you want to do now? Well, it ends up that my friend is really interested in all kinds of people. Her name is Brenda, and we were working with two other ladies on some issues, and she was very in tune to women's funds around the country, and she said, we don't have one here. And so there are four of us, and I will tell you, I've known all but Brenda for many years through my life. It was Lou Pontius, Linda Euler, Brenda Tate, and Lele Hamrick incorporated a not-for-profit company called the Women's Fund of Southwest Florida, Inc.